Shelly had a lady going to do a lot of traveling. She had arrested. What kind of dog was that? Lhasa Apso.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those. Those are supposed to be valuable.
You telling me?
Yeah.
Well, my wife, they wanted to go to Los Angeles or Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they had already bred that female, already bred that dog. And she got the dog, it's already been bred.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a registered dog and everything. So we took that dog over there to Shelly's house, and when they got ready to go to California, they left me there as a midwife for the dog.
Oh, gosh. How'd you do?
She had 7 puppies.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you, when them puppies got up a little bit, you know, we stayed every one of them. And we sold them $350. I think it's $300. I think she sold them at around $300 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
And and they were, Shelly, when she's pretty little, she had one of them little swimming pools they put out in the yard, you know, for kids to swim in. She'd put them pups in there and they couldn't get out when they first came, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't long where they crawl up on that thing. We took some pictures of it with the feet hanging over. First thing you know, them dogs got to learn how to crawl out.
Yeah.
Then we had to do something about it. People come by and see them dogs out there with all them pups in there. That is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty dogs. I don't like poodles, but I like those dogs.
Yeah, they sure are. They're smart, the little dogs.
Yeah.
And she had 7 of them after about a month old, looked like teddy bears, more or less.
Is that right?
they look like they're going to make a big dog. They don't get big, you know, that long.
Mm-hmm. So they make good apartment dogs.
Oh, yeah.
My dog got considerably bigger than I planned for him to get. He was your basic, inexpensive dog. I got him for $3 at the pound. And he was about a foot long, you know, and he weighed 10 pounds when I got him, and now he weighs 35 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's this long and this tall, and he's more basset size than I had planned for him to be. And he's really, I feel bad because my apartment's so small and I have to keep him cooped up.
I know an old guy used to walk up and down the streets, and he'd see a good-looking dog, a little puppy.
Uh-huh.
He'd just pick him up, take him with him. So he was going out there in Hyde Park one day, and he'd already picked up a little pup, a beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking along down the speedway, and there's a lady seen him. Says, "Oh my goodness, what is that?" She thought, didn't know what kind of animal. Well, he says, "This is a registered dog." And of course she believes, because a little old pup, little bit of it. So, see, this old man says, "Well, I'm selling him. I'll take $5 for him." Well, she jumped at that. Throws the rest of the dog.
Uh-huh.
So, she paid him off and took the dog. He went out there about 2-3 years later. I guess he's trying to get some more dogs.
Yeah.
Well, he was known for that. So, he had another dog. This woman recognized him. She had, that dog had grown up. He was a great big old hound. Big old German police.
How funny.
And had him tied up all the time.
Uh-huh.
She turned him loose and sicked him on that old man.